Hi there, and welcome to the Education of a Value Investor podcast. In this episode, I'm going to read through my most recent email update. It's an email that I started around 2 or 3 years ago using a piece of software called GetReview, and I started experimenting with it and was surprised at how many people were interested in hearing from me as I curated interesting things that I'd seen. Now it's grown to around 11,000 subscribers. The total number who've actually subscribed is about 13,000, but over that period, 1,000 or 2,000 have decided that they're no longer interested in receiving it. And I only send it out about 3 or 4 times a year, effectively only when I have new content to share. So what I'm going to do, based on insights that my friend Vitaly Katzel-Nelson gave me, is to read it out. For those of you who don't want to read emails, but maybe you want to hear it as you're driving somewhere. So here goes. Number one, essay and white paper. We all know that greater connectivity through the internet and devices is a double-edged sword. It gives us so much instantly available knowledge while at the same time being an overwhelmingly powerful distraction machine. When it comes to my own investment research skills, I think it's been a net negative. But during lockdown, I had an epiphany when it comes to knowledge and knowledge management. I wrote an essay about it titled Knowledge Management in a New Era. You can read it here. And there's a link in the email. And if you get into, I'll have a link in the show notes as well. Roy Lipovetsky has been doing an internship with me. He wrote a white paper on how to do scuttlebutt or research on company culture. You could read that here. And Herman Peterscheck gave me permission to share his Q3 letter. I'm looking forward to writing something on finding 100-bagger investments, which will incorporate insights from books by Chris Mayer, William Thorndike, Phil Fisher, and Hamilton Helmer, along with other materials. If you have thoughts to share now, feel free to send me a message either by email or by Twitter. Section 2, podcast, learning in public. The podcasters I admire the most, like Tyler Cowen, Mark Bidwell, and Pat O'Shaughnessy, all use their podcasts to learn in public. This is what I aspire to do with mine. Recent episodes include Camilla Cavendish, Herman Peterscheck, Eitan Chitayat, all great people to learn from. Some of the episodes have to be restricted when it's an investor presentation or a call with my investors or with prospects. In order to see those, you will need to be registered on my fund's website and affirm that you meet the accreditation requirements. You can access those podcasts on Apple, Simplecast, Spotify, and elsewhere. Future episodes include Amanda Pullinger, F.W. de Klerk, Jane Girapo, and Kevin Shavinsky, who is a professor, was a professor of astrology before going into an AI startup. Twitter. My podcast episode with Aaron Edelheit has taught me a lot about how to use Twitter as a tool for learning. There will be skeptics, but I've learned that Twitter does not have to be a screaming match. It can also be a university seminar or better. Even if you read no further, please stop off at Naval Ravikant's Twitter account and check it out, at Naval. With more than 1 million intelligent and thoughtful followers, it's not your average Twitter account. And if you have more time, read Alexei Guzzi on why you should join Twitter now, or watch David Perel and Matthew Kobach on how to crush it on Twitter, or check out my own tweetstorm on the topic. With enough social capital on Twitter, it becomes possible to ask interesting questions and get a useful response. For example, Chris Mayer recently asked his followers to list family-run publicly traded businesses. The responses are phenomenal. Here are some more great tweet storms. Trent Giffen on Jason Zweig's dinner with Charlie Munger. Sharon Venkataram on how to use Twitter. And Liviam Capital on Google's moat in search. And here are a few of mine. The Future of Intelligent Investing, Lessons Learned on How to Use Twitter Intelligently as an Investor, The 7 Powers by Hamilton Helmer, a book summary, and The Great Urban Comeback. My biggest surprise from doing those tweet storms is the resources that they generated. Aaron Edelheit calls this, quote, generating alpha from writing. He's on to something. 4. Great books, great writing and books. I've discovered a proliferation of great writing on the internet. Here's a post by Mary Dollet explaining why. And there follows a link to some of the newsletters that I subscribe to. Take, for example, Nicolas Colin's 11 Notes on Berkshire Hathaway. Nicolas is both wise and prolific. And here is Stripe CEO Patrick Collison's website. He embodies the idea of learning in public. Anyone starting their career should read his advice. His questions show how broad Pat's thinking is. And it was Collison and Derek Sivers who inspired me to create my own Now page. When it comes to value investors who get technology without buying into hype, Marcelo Lima is one of a handful, and I've got a couple of links to his articles, along with links for Vitaly Katzel-Nelson. In non-tech writing, I'm super excited about William Green's long overdue book, Richer, Wiser, Happier, which is now listed on Amazon. It will be a blockbuster, the investment book of the decade. It's really a wonderful written book. I got to see an advanced copy and I'm super impressed. And for your interest, William Green helped me write The Education of a Value Investor. That book would never have been anywhere near as good if it had not been for William's input and help. While we wait for William's book to come out, consider reading Malika Palraj's book, How the Best Invest, Make Confident Decisions Like the Investing Superstars. Like Gautam Bage, she's one of a growing number of Indian investors and authors who have a global perspective. Also, these are times of extremes. Professor of Philosophy Lou Marinoff has an antidote with his book The Middle Way. It's currently free on Amazon for a limited time. Books on my nightstand right now include What It Takes by Stephen Schwarzman, Pandemic 1918 by Catherine Arnold, and The No Rules Rules by Reed Hastings and Aaron Meyer. If anyone thinks I buy too many books or read too few, check out Umberto Eco walking through his library and see Maria Popova explain why she thought an anti-library of unread books might be more valuable than the read ones. Section 5, Extraordinary Ecosystem. Around a decade ago, I learned an important but rarely applied rule of business and of life. It is best stated by asking a simple question. What would happen if I keep seeking out the very best people I can from within my ecosystem and do my best to help them? In a certain sense, my life has become a fun and interesting journey as I implement this experiment and explore the consequences. I've already written about some of the rewards, like lunch with Warren Buffett and my friendship with Monish Pabrai. Here are some others that I'd like to celebrate with you, in no particular order. During lockdown, the founders of Nubacha, Non-Dairy Ice Cream, Katrina Smith and Gianluca Franzoni stayed with us in Zurich. Laurie, my wife, and I learned a lot about good food, and the ice cream is excellent. I also spend quite a bit of time in London now visiting with my children who attend boarding schools. Without coffee, it would be hard. My supplier is Backup Coffee. Carlos Machado and Francisco Silva both do a great job. I'm well taken care of. I'm looking forward to staying at Castel Hortenberg in Bolzano before too long. Environmental packaging company Greenspence received funding from the EU's Horizon 2020 fund. Omri Kohl and Herbert Ochtman of Pyramid Analytics were written up by Forbes. AJ Mahajan was appointed CEO of Care Ratings. Shlomo Mirvis of Intelligo explained to Forbes how investors can avoid the sort of pitfalls that befell investors in Fire Festival. Gautam Bade's book, The Joys of Compounding, became a number one seller in India. And lastly, Jangir Apur was published in Canada's Financial Post on how COVID is super spreading efficient and convenient healthcare. With that, I'm wishing you the very best for the end of the year. I hope that you found this short episode useful and hope to see you soon on the podcast or elsewhere. Wishing you a good end of the year. Thank you.